This is Audible.
Corsair, The Face of the Void, by James Swallow. Performed by Gareth Armstrong, Beth Chalmers, Cliff Chapman, Steve Conyon, Barnaby Edwards, Devia Meyer, and Genevieve Swallow.
There he is. Quadrant 9 dropping through the axis. Keep us on the target, Mage.
Aye, Captain. He's tricky, though, and we don't have a lot of room to manoeuvre inside this asteroid field.
Results, not excuses, Connor. Engines here. Do you hear me down there? I want more velocity.
You always do. It is my pain and my burden to be chained forever to this scrap hulk you call a starship.
I will shoot you in that excuse for a face if you don't do your damn job, Kyteel. More speed, now!
As ever, Captain Santiago, your grasp of the nuances of the Omnisire's holy technology...
Navigator, how close is the target to this system's Mandeville point? Achalian, I'm talking to you!
Forgive. Forgive. Achalian was so engrossed in the colors of this space. Target vessel, Identity Natoma, will be able to enter the Immaterium if it successfully traverses the debris zone in Quad 9. Likelihood is high.
That is not an acceptable outcome. Ophidus, those Eldari Ranger eyes of yours are better than mine. How far?
He is within weapons range, but not optimal distance. We can bracket the target with energy bolts, frighten him a little.
Do it. Ballast cannons, fire for effect.
As you wish.
No hits, but it parted his hair. He's changing course, going deeper into the field.
Oh no, you're not getting away.
Attention. Corsair's drive manifold now showing additional power available.
Thank you, Nine Theta. It seems the Mechanicus is good for something. Root it to the helm.
Mom, that field is filled with lumps of rock the size
and
of...
And I want you to steer us through it at maximum speed, yes? Was my order unclear?
With all due respect, Captain, the Corsair handles a lot differently from the fighters I trained on.
I have the utmost confidence in you. Now bring me that ship.
Thanks. I could use some help from your servitor.
Nine Theta, assist the helmsman with course projections.
Complying.
Have you taken leave of your senses?
You're questioning me too. We've chased these pirates halfway across the Zeist sector, and this is the first time we've laid our guns on them. I don't intend to waste the opportunity.
How much their bounty must be worth. Riches, yes?
I'll admit the purse is heavier than that of our usual quarry.
Warning, incoming asteroid mass, Vector 3.
Remind me again where you recruited this pilot?
The Imperial Navy's loss is our gain. We're closing the distance. Stay on them.
Aspect change on the target. He's going hard to port.
Bringing his broadside to bear on us if he uses those missile batteries.
You had to say it.
Natoma has released a full weapon spread. Impact in 10 seconds.
Evasive action!
Evasive,
Impact in 5 seconds.
They missed.
He wasn't aiming at the Corsair.
The asteroid above us?
Impact.
We'll be torn apart in the shockwave.
Engines here. All power to the void shields.
Oh, now she wishes to speak to me.
Brace for collision.
Somebody give me a damage report.
Athene, are you injured?
I'm all right. Thrown in blood, this bastard is clever.
He's still in one piece, with a lot of dents, though.
Despite my dearest hopes, that did not kill us. All systems still function, sadly.
I want that accursed ship.
The quarry is extending its lead, Captain Santiago. Achalian expresses dismay. We will not catch the Natoma now.
Wait, I'm reading something strange here. An energy buildup on the scryscope.
Activate the hololith. Show the tactical plot.
Target vessel is losing power. Non-Euclidean dimensional effects detected.
What did he say?
Some kind of malfunction.
It has gone.
Did it escape into the wall?
Not possible. We are too distant from the Mandeville point for such a translation.
Sensors, scry for any debris. An aura cloak, something.
Captain, there's nothing out there but rocks.
A starship doesn't just vanish, Mage.
It has returned.
Confirming. Target vessel Natoma is power inert. Life readings are inconclusive. Hull integrity severely compromised.
A second ago he left us eating his iron wake. Now he's dead in space. This is too strange.
Strange is what the galaxy is made of, Helmsman. The crew must have tried to use some kind of countermeasure against us, and it backfired.
He's adrift. We're not. We will thank the God Emperor later for granting us this minor miracle at Ship's Chapel. Prepare the boarding pod for immediate launch. I want a Marauder team with me. Have them draw weapons and atmosphere gear.
You're going over there yourself?
Those abhuman pirates put a dent in my damn ship. Of course I'm going over. You there! Bring me my hell pistol and shock cutlass, the good one.
I will accompany you then.
I expected no less. Mage, you too. And summon Kaitil as well. We may require the adept's skills.
Why me?
I need someone to pilot the boarding pod. You're proving to be capable. Follow.
Captain? That vessel is wrong. Aeacalian is very disturbed.
You sense something? In all the time you have been on my crew, you have never steered me wrong. Speak your mind.
The words cannot be said. Be careful, dearest Captain. Do not let it take you.
Hatches closed. Marauder squad secured. Ready for capsule deployment.
Corsair, aye. Boarding party acknowledges. Cut us loose. Have the target in sight, approaching from the starboard side. No running beacons visible. No interior illumination. If I didn't know better, I'd say this wasn't the same ship. But I can see the name on the hull. Well, more or less. But the letters are barely visible. Looks like deep-range radiation burns.
Breaches detected on all levels. Proceed with caution.
Yes, I see that. I don't understand. The Natoma looks like some ancient derelict now, barely space-worthy. What in Terra's name happened to this thing?
Mage, less talk. Find me a way into the cargo decks.
Yes, ma'am. There's an intact section after the missile battery. Taking us in.
Marauders forward! Weapons free!
Aye, Captain.
There's still breathable air in this section. For the moment...
Ophidus makes a good point. Everyone keep their atmosphere gear to hand. If there's a sudden decompression, we'll all be dead in seconds without it.
Not I. I, praise the Omnissiah, have the luxury of being immune to the vacuum of space.
But not the tip of my cutlass, which I will insert in one of your charging ports if you annoy me.
Yes, my captain. My penance.
All right, we've done this a dozen times. Break into sweep teams, search the ship. You men head towards the bow. The rest of us will venture aft.
Aye, Captain.
Should I stay with the pod?
If you want to remain alone on a derelict pirate warship filled with unknown threats, then feel free to do so.
What exactly are you, Ophidus? I know rogue trader crews get some leeway in dealing with Xenos, but I never expected to see an Eldari outcast working alongside humans.
If you live long enough, you may see many uncommon things.
Was that a threat? Is he threatening me?
So hard to tell. It speaks in such vagaries. Except to our great captain, of course.
You males can't stand around for more than a minute without arguing.
I had my reproductive organs replaced with a bioprocessor, so to be technically correct, which is the best kind of correct, I am no more male than...
Fascinating as ever, Engine Seer. Can we concentrate on the situation at hand?
Fair point. I mean, if we had a mark of Exodus, we could have destroyed the Natoma from range of the Lance Barrage.
You have been deliberately vague about the specifics of the warrant, Captain. As we are now fully committed to this, perhaps you could elucidate. Are we searching for a specific target? One of the brigand crew?
No. The warrant is for something Day stole. I have an image on this pixelate. See? This container is valuable to someone, so we're here to recover it. Apparently, the Natoma's crew stole the thing from a courier in the Feldspar system.
So we're pirating the pirates.
How ironic.
What is inside the box?
I don't know, and I don't care. But I do know how much the warrant is worth, and I do care about earning enough throne geld to keep the Corsair up and running for the next 3 years. Are we clear?
Come. The cargo bays are this way.
How are you so sure of that?
This is not the first time I have boarded a Mon Cay vessel. Your craft are so drearily similar in design.
This is wrong. This is wrong. Hecalian can hear the stars weeping. They look down and see this is not right. We should leave this place. Plot the course. See the path. Go and never return.
Captain Santiago's orders are firm on this matter.
Do not presume to speak to me, drooling mindwipe. Brainless thing. You cannot know what Hecalian knows. Why does she keep you by her side? You are a worthless relic, an affront to the rest of us. What purpose do you serve that any machine slave could not fulfill?
This unit has a duty.
Too much noise here. Serenity must be sought. Hecalian will return to secure chambers. This is wrong. This is wrong. This is wrong.
This unit obeys.
Ophidus, what do you see?
Beware the decking underfoot. In many places, it is more rust than metal. How your kind can put such craft as this into space never ceases to amaze me.
You keep looking at the creature.
What?
Santiago's Xenos pet, the Eldari. It is interesting, I suppose, to see one close at hand and not have it trying to murder you.
She gives him it. The freedom of the ship. How is that allowed?
The Ranger serves her as a bodyguard of sorts. He is quite adept at killing. Understand, the Zeist sector is a very long way from Holy Terra. You will find there is much that happens out here which is unseen by the eye of the Imperial Court.
I keep thinking I should try to shoot him. That's what I was taught in basic training.
The pilot we had before you thought so too. She provoked the Xenos, and it cut her down with that unholy shuriken gun.
Santiago let that happen?
Shocking. Do you regret signing aboard the Corsair now?
No. It's not like I had a lot of choice.
What was that?
Something moving in the darkness.
Is it one of the Marauder crew?
They're 20 decks distant from us by now.
Phasing optics to compensate. These walls exhibit radically differing patterns of decay.
Look here. This is ship-grade plasteel, but it crumbles like sand.
This ship has aged. It's decaying like it's tens of thousands of years old.
No, I reviewed the Natoma's threat log. It was built in M41 at the shipyards on Foss. It's barely 2 centuries out of space dock. It's practically newly minted.
Not anymore.
Who's out there? Identify yourselves! I am Captain Athene Santiago of the Corsair. I have a letter of mark and a warrant of intent.
Your words mean nothing to them.
What in Terra's name are they?
These are Baliant displaced morphic resonance echoes. What remains of the crew?
Some are solid. Others I can see right through.
Revenants. I believe the gutter parlance for them is warp wraiths.
How do we fight an apparition?
Like this.
Shoot, mage! If they touch you, you will become like them.
Damn it! Cartel, get out of the way!
Gladly!
More of them! Coming out of the walls! To me! Fall back!
This vessel became unanchored in the River of Time. This is the price that has been paid.
I would like to leave now!
Keep firing!
How many are there?
The whole crew, I will surmise! We can go no further. This corridor is a dead end.
No! There is a hatch here. The seals are corroded, but I can open it.
Then do so with alacrity, engines here.
They're retreating. Oh, we drove them off.
Did we? This doesn't feel like a victory.
If you say so, I'll just be grateful we scared them away. The Emperor protects.
Something scared them away, and it wasn't your Emperor.
Ignore a Fidus mage. He doesn't understand faith, or the human need for optimism.
In the Eldari tongue, our word for that state means one who is wildly deluded.
The secondary cargo bay. This looks promising. Our prize will be in here.
Do not feel the need to thank me. It was a dual-encrypted deadlock that most adepts would have taken hours to deal with. Hello? Yes? 10111100110.
Spread out and find the container. Mage, take the adept and check over there.
Mom?
That odor. I know it.
Explain.
And give it shape? No. Keep close to me, Captain. You have insisted on defying logic to come to this death hulk. Now do as I say. Stay out of harm's way.
When have you ever known me to do that?
You are either courting death or deliberately making it difficult for me to fulfill my pledge.
I freed you from that oath a dozen times over. The only thing keeping you here is you.
You labor under a misconception. You are not the one who decides how and when the price is paid.
Oh, Captain! I think we may have your treasure.
Someone was very determined to lash this thing down. It doesn't take this many chains to secure a container pod.
I expected something more impressive. Help me remove the restraints.
That's the box. I recognize the livery.
Yes. Odd that there are no binaric identifiers on it. No bill of lading. Almost as if one wanted it to be nondescript and forgettable.
The lid. It's cold. Like the kiss of space.
Bring it. I'll box the marauders. Tell them to meet us back at the capsule.
Zan, Lost King, get behind me!
It's coming this way!
There! The Crimson Eyes, in the shadows!
Enemies! Enemies before me!
No!
Is that...
An Adeptus Astartes! A space marine!
Xenos filth! Witchkin! Weakling scum! You shall perish for what you have done to me!
Run!
Get to the corridor! Mage, don't leave the box behind!
Where did it come from? And why is it shooting at us?
Feel free to stop and ask.
Through here!
You will die screaming, Xenos scum!
Kaitil, close that damn hatch!
Machine God, grant me the understanding. This barrier will not hold him. Estimate breakthrough in 60 seconds. Or less!
Keep moving.
Santiago to all marauders. Drop what you're doing and run for the capsule. We won't wait for you. What in the Emperor's name is a bloody Adeptus Astartes doing on board this wreck?
I have no answer for you.
A space marine, our throne, our no. I mean, I've never seen one before, just pictures, but it was huge, and that gun!
They are the angels of death incarnate. If my fear response simulator was at full gain, I imagine I would be fouling myself at this moment.
He wanted to kill us because of the box.
They do not need a reason.
I couldn't see a chapter sigil. Was it one of ours or one of theirs?
A legionary in the service of the ruinous powers. Is that what Achillean sensed?
Chaos?
Do not utter that word.
After due consideration, I think the many and varied mysteries of the starship Natoma would be best examined at our leisure. On board the Corsair. Preferably light years away from here.
Yes, what he said.
The boarding pod. Get the box loaded.
Enemies!
Athene, get in the capsule.
I'm not leaving you here.
I would hope not. Give me your helpist.
Have you lost your mind, Ranger?
Possibly. I blame your influence.
Why is the Xenos firing at the walls? Oh, wait!
Power break!
Oh, Fidus! I've got you!
Pull them in! Close the hatch!
Has the fear proven real? Has it? Icalian should have stopped her from going.
Navigator.
Do not enter my chambers without request if you value your existence, Helot.
The captain ordered me to monitor you.
Did she now?
Warning. Scry sensors breeding catastrophic failure of vessel Natoma's structural integrity. Hull collapse in progress.
No! Icalian cannot see!
The Natoma is breaking up. Scanning for boarding capsule.
Corsair! Do you hear us? This is the captain! Answer!
By the God Emperor's light! They are still alive!
Confirmed. Tracking capsule now. Commencing recovery protocols.
Corsair! Stand by to bring the ship about! We're not staying here a moment longer!
Captain, it gladdens Icalian to know you did not perish this day. What did you see over there?
Death, clad in ceramite and steel. Dispatch, or so I hope.
Tethers attached. Bringing in the capsule now.
We are secure.
Geller fields to full strength.
Light the warp drives and make space. Navigator, set a course.
What heading?
The Nagaan hub. Maximum speed.
He's crewman Rogan. Anything to report?
No, m'lady. I've been in here watching the box for hours, like you told me, and it ain't done nothing.
Stand down for the moment. You'll be summoned back when you're needed.
Captain?
You heard him. Go up to the mess and ask Cook to give you a mug of recap. Passing through the warp isn't easy on any of us, and I want you alert when you return.
Oh, ma'am. That's true enough.
He looked to you before obeying that order. After all this time, after everything I've done, your crew still hates me.
It's a sliding scale. Some of them might actually admit to respecting you if they were sure that the Inquisition wouldn't hear them say so.
Is the box safe in here?
This is the compartment I use for contraband. Scan-proof, triple armored, that should be enough.
Everyone is wondering what it contains.
Everyone can mind their own business. We get to the trading hub, we cash this thing in for the bounty, and we're gone. Make it someone else's problem.
You always hide your fear very well. It's why they follow you.
I'm not afraid. I'm alive. One card outplays the other.
Attention all hands, this is the flight bridge. Stand by for translation. We're dropping out of the warp in 10 seconds.
That's Adeptus Astartes on the Natoma.
I keep asking myself how it got there. Where did it come from? It could only have boarded when the ship was wherever it disappeared to.
You understand that I didn't kill it. Their kind are very hard to destroy. I know this from experience.
I don't plan on going back to the Velcor Belt to make sure. Like I said, someone else's problem now.
For the sake of sanity, we will agree to pretend that is true.
Indeed. I only hope for one thing.
And that is?
This box better be worth the effort. Don't worry, Ranger. Soon this will be a bad memory. We'll have coin enough to make the crew happy. Maybe I'll even grant them a little shore leave on some pleasure moon.
You think fate will show the Corsair her smile?
We're about due, don't you think?
Captain, this is Mate. We have a problem. You need to get up here right now.
Then again...
Report. What is so important?
It appears the Nagaan hub is busy.
There's an entire Imperial Navy flotilla out there. Destroyers and frigates, even a battle cruiser. They've got all the transports and cargo barges under their guns.
What are they doing here? Nagaan is a civilian deep space trading outpost, and a minor one at that.
Icalian has communed with sibling navigators on other vessels. They say this fleet arrived 8 rotations past and took up blockade positions.
I know these warships. The Sunless, Accord of Blades, Falcon's Talon.
They're all under the direct command of the Sector Governors.
The ships are screening the zone around the station, conducting boarding operations.
Incoming box transmission from the Sunless. Broadcast in the clear.
Attention all craft, intending to dock with the Nagaan hub. By the order of the Tetrarch Queen Belatane, governess and high authority of the Zeist sector, your vessels are now subject to search and seizure by the Imperium.
By the throne.
Power down your systems and submit to the directives of all sanctioned representatives of Her Majesty and Holy Terror. Failure to obey will be considered admission of criminality and shall be dealt with using maximum force.
If they board Corsair, there will be many difficult questions to answer.
It is not words we should be afraid of.
Detecting multiple box responses on several channels.
The other civilian ships on approach. Nagaan isn't known for attracting a law-abiding clientele. Every freighter out there is a freebooter or a smuggler of some kind.
In addition, any crew with information on the whereabouts of a privateer vessel known as the Natoma should make themselves known immediately. Assistance will be rewarded. Hindrance will be punished. May the God Emperor illuminate us all.
Ah, now things become clear.
We need to get out of here before we attract their attention. I can bring us about, find a stealth course that will get us away from them.
They will fire on us if we attempt to flee.
They'll board us, execute you, and then excoriate the rest of us if we don't.
Warning. Fusion drive ignition detected.
That barge up ahead, the big Shenlong tanker, it's breaking formation.
What is he doing?
Panicking, Xenos. It is a human thing.
Tanker transit vessel, Red Frame, cut your drives and stand to. This will be your only warning.
He's trying to run the blockade.
Warship Sunless is targeting the tanker.
Those fools! They have to...
This is our chance, Captain. We have to go now while the explosion is fogging their scry sensors.
Do it. Engines here.
What fresh terror do you have for us now, my lady?
Bring the ship to full stealth. As much speed as you can muster with minimum energy output.
So we're running away again. How typical.
Just get it done.
It seems to be working. No sign of pursuit.
Fate shows us her smile, but she reminds us she has fangs.
Captain, if we can't dock at Nagaan, where should we go? There isn't another trading hub within this system.
Concentrate on getting us away undetected, Helm. I'll give you a course when I'm ready. Ophidis, 9 Theta, join me in the observation dome.
Watch the box, she says. Stay alert, she says. Meantime, she's got us all a mother's breath away from being in a clink. Who said that? Who's there? Right. I find whatever one of you gack-eating runts is messing me about, and you'll take a shiv. I mean it.
Free me, organic. Now.
I... Box. That light.
We have a problem.
Your capacity for understatement remains undiminished, Captain. The message from the warship, the mention of the pirate vessel by name, there is little doubt that what they want is in your contraband store.
That compartment is secure.
The helot does not understand. Your servile thinks we are safe from them.
Oh, this light-forsaken bounty has become a poison chalice.
Under what name was the document issued?
Checking. Error condition. Warrant or identity was withheld.
Only someone wealthy and powerful could do that. A person with the ability to manipulate the Imperium's bureaucracy is dangerous indeed.
Yes, and I doubt the lives of a rogue trader's crew would be significant to them. Just ask those aboard the Red Flame. Observe the stars beyond the dome. Know that any one of them could be a warship on its way to do the same to the Corsair. You must have suspected. What possessed you to take on such a mission?
How can you ask me that, Ophidis? There are 6 cargo modules along the keel of my ship, and every one of them is empty. My crew are months beyond their last purse, living off their captain's promises. And the stigma that shrouds my reputation means I must take the tasks I can get, not the ones I want. I need that reward.
Enough to incur the wrath of the Imperial Navy? If they gather their wits and track us from Nagaan, you will be declared a criminal in absentia. And the next bounty issued will be for this ship.
Aye, so the quicker we complete the job and get paid, the better off we'll be.
9-theta, calculate hypothetical. Which option is the most survivable? Continuing this mission or abandoning it?
Risk analysis result is clear. Recommend dumping contents of secure compartment. Erase all mention of bounty and encounter with Natoma from Corsair's logs.
If whichever potent and callous soul desires that box discovers we have it, they will not be gentle in taking it from us. Listen to the machine slave, Captain. It understands now.
Open it. Open it. Open it. Open it.
Those lights. They're in my head. I can't stop myself.
Yes. Free me. Open the box. Open the box.
The light. That voice. What is it?
Open the box.
Don't make me. No, no, no!
Beware. I live!
What in Throne's name?
Anomalous energy detected.
An attack?
That didn't feel like a weapon hit. Something else?
I see no ships out there.
Energy discharge confined to inner hull spaces.
This is the captain. By the Empress Tears Mage, what are you doing?
It's not me, Mom. The servitors are registering a massive power spike on the lower decks.
The box!
Your fit has come back! Bloody Xenos fool!
Attention. Additional detections. Anomaly is propagating through the ship.
Analyze. Give me something I can make sense of.
This unit cannot comply. This unit does not comprehend. A chronal error detected.
God, Emperor, protect us. What have we brought on board? Mage, alert Kaitil. Tell him to repel boarders at the keel. I'm on my way to the bridge.
By all the stars, what are you?
I am the face of the void. I am Doka, Cryptek of the Unkilled Dynast. Necron Tear and Deathless One. I summon my kindred. Come to me, cross the schemes of time. Bring the Emerald Fire.
No. No!
It made me open the box. That metal skull. The light. It got it inside my head.
My soul be blighted. A Necron.
I have no more need of you, Organic.
Kane's fire. It's opening a portal.
Come, kindred. Scarab Child. Akenbright. Warriors. There is flesh to be made ashes. Life force to extinguish. There are eons of retribution yet to be taken.
Athene?
Bridge, do you hear me?
I'm here, Aphidis. Report.
Rugan is dead. The thing within the box, it is the skull of a Necron Chronomancer, a Time Weaver.
Ruin and demise. It would kill us all!
Is that what happened to the pirate ship? It must have time-slipped them.
It's opening portals to...
more of them.
Papyrus, answer me.
Warning, energy discharges detected.
Where?
Cargo modules, hydroponicum, flight bridge.
The bridge?
Behind you.
What are they?
Scarabs. Destroy them.
You will not touch a Kalian creature. Keep firing!
Captain, the controls! If we hit them...
Don't you fool! We fight or we die!
Did we get them all?
This isn't over yet.
Hikalian's robes are soiled with the oiled blood of those monstrosities.
So now we know what happened to the Natoma. We have to get that thing off this ship before it throws us a million years into the past as well. I don't want to end up like those wraiths we saw.
The living skull of a Necron. No wonder it is so greatly desired. It is a relic of untold power.
Many would give much to possess it. The value of the bounty suddenly becomes clear.
Aye, but no reward is worth dying for.
Ninth Eater, use internal scans. Find me the Eldari. Where is he now?
Complying. Scry scan inconclusive. Papyrus was last detected moving through the cargo modules. All Necron anomalies are now converging on that location.
Is he alive?
Status unknown.
Your orders, Captain.
If those things get out into this sector, it will be carnage. We must be ready to destroy the ship.
Hikalian is not enthused by that scenario.
Neither am I. Navigator, you will prepare a warp jump calculation ready to initiate on my command.
To where, my lady?
Just be ready to take us into the Immaterium. Ninth Eater, you're with me.
Complying.
Captain, you go down there, those machines will end you.
That is a very real possibility. But we need to keep this chronomancer distracted, or it will gain the upper hand. If you do not hear from me within 10 minutes, coax the ship's machine spirit to overload the reactor, then get everyone into the Savior pods and launch them. Clear?
Clear.
Clear.
May the God Emperor watch over us.
Shoot them, you idiots! Command the Sink, destroy those aberrations! If they get past us to the engine core, we are doomed!
Do you not wish to take a closer look? Machine to machine, all kindred in your metal?
I am nothing like them. I am not a mindless automaton. I have a soul.
I thought your kind had that removed at birth.
This is your fault, Xenos. You brought this fate upon us.
Oh, how am I to blame? I did not take that bounty.
You are a terrible influence on her. All Xenos are corrupting forces. That is a fact.
As you wish. Be glad, then, the death you ask for so often may come sooner than you expected.
Never! I will choose my moment of exit. My life cycle ends when I deem it, not before.
Oh, if only that was so. The Cryptek. It followed me here.
It appears to have assembled the temporary body from pieces of our vessel.
I can but consume them!
Our devices are relentless.
Nothing is unkillable, Adept. Give me cover fire. It is time for me to see if fate will smile again.
You are insane, Eldari.
You again. Run, coward, while you still can. Run, run.
Not today.
Oh, Philip, look out.
Captain. You shouldn't be here.
Firing on designated target.
You will pay for that, organic wretch!
Captain! Get down! No!
Hikalian has computed the required warp translation. Commencement ready. Connor?
What is it?
If we launch the Savior pods, someone will need to...
remain behind to oversee the ejection sequence. Yes. You want to toss a coin for it?
No. Kalian is very afraid.
Connor is too.
Yes. Kalian sees the colors of your aura.
You do.
Kalian sees much about Connor Mage.
Warp drive spinning up to full power. You'd better get back to your chambers, Navigator.
And so we challenge destiny once more.
Captain!
Ophidus! Kaiteal!
Their existence ends in moments. But the passage of time will be millennia for you. Suspended in agony, I will cut you open with fragments of your own past. Weakling, prey thing!
Release me!
Every instance of your life is mine to devour. What are you made of?
There is nothing to be done, daughter. Don't you see?
Mother? These are my memories.
My beautiful Athene, my princess, I cannot forget. You make me so proud, child.
Father!
Guilty!
Get out of my mind!
That weapon!
I defy you!
She's free of it. Get her into cover.
How did you...
My father gave me this pistol. He always told me it was unique.
You only delay the inevitable. Come to me, kindred. Dukar summons you.
It will flood the ship with those soulless things. Captain, we must abandon the Corsair. If we remain here, death will claim us all.
Not yet. Navigator, raise the Galafields and take us into the warp.
Aye, Captain. Toward what destination?
Nowhere.
Reality.
A desperate ploy. It will not save you.
The Cryptek has conjured an army.
Surrender, organics. I vow your end will be swift. Your harvest will anoint my rebirth.
We cannot survive against so many.
Yes, but I've seen the ashen wasteland of a Necron tomb world. I know what they leave behind. I will not doom countless planets to the same fate. Engine Seer, deactivate all keel clamps. Initiate cargo module release sequence.
Now, you have finally lost all reason.
The modules will pass through the Geller field. They will be ejected straight into the madness of the warp, consumed by the raw power of unbridled chaos.
Yes. Obey my command.
I always knew I would meet my end on this damnable ship.
I do not intend to die today.
No! Stop! Do not!
Sequence active. 20 seconds to complete release.
Get to the airlock. Go! Go!
The module is decompressing!
Oh, this feels familiar.
You will not escape us, Fleshborn!
Don't look back! Get through the hatch!
They are coming after us. Multiple targets.
Captain, come on! Kaiteal, secure the door!
With pleasure.
Weakling organics! We cannot be stopped! You have no victory. This is not our destruction. We will hunt you and flay your souls from your living forms. We will... What is this? Do not dare touch me, void beast of Earth!
Look! Through the portal! It's working!
And now what, dear Captain? The Corsair is in the middle of a Protean elemental force of pure madness, and you have just offered it a meal.
The predators of the warp will come for us once they have annihilated the Necrons.
Aye. And the Corsair's Gelafields will not be able to withstand a concentrated attack. Bridge, this is Santiago.
Oh, you're still alive!
Where is Akalian?
The navigator's in chambers, Captain, in the depths of the transit fugue. I think Akalian is trying to hold us stable in the warp currents.
I need you to go in there. Break the trance.
But I can't. I'd be exposed to raw psychic power.
There's no other way. By the time we get to the engine core to shut down the drives, the warp spawn outside the ship will be through our shields.
Throne and blood, they're swarming all around us.
Do as I command. Take your knife. Stab the navigator.
The shock could kill it.
The shock will break the navigator's psychic link, and it should throw us out of the warp.
Should?
This is our only chance. Do it, Connor.
I am the eye of the storm. I am the calm of the sun. I am the road that unfolds. I am the hand that guides the tiller.
Ow! I must not... Oh, can't look. Must look away from the third eye. Akalian, I'm sorry.
I am the fate of the unknown. I am the scent of the flower. I am the day that begins... Oh!
Oh, no, I think... Someone get a Medicaid up here!
Did it work?
It worked. We've reverted to normal space and left the Necrons to the predations of the warp spawn.
What did you make me do?
She made you save all our lives. Now put the knife away.
Checking. The navigator is damaged, but the wound is recoverable.
See to it.
Complying.
You almost made me a murderer.
Things could be worse.
Your actions saved more lives than you know. Akalian will understand.
Damage reports arising from all decks. Many dead by the hands of the Necrons. But the machines are gone.
We actually have something to thank the Ruinous Powers for.
Kaitil, I won't have such words uttered aboard my ship, do you hear? You will atone at the shrine when this is done. I will have no more talk of chaos.
I humbly beg forgiveness.
The Hololith. There's another ship out there.
Well, that shouldn't be. We reverted in the middle of deep space, light years from the nearest star lane.
Reading multiple detections. They seem to be very interested in us.
Incoming Vox transmission.
Attention, Rogue Trader Corsair. This is the warship Sunless. By command of the Tetrarch Queen Valentine, Governess and High Authority of the Zeist Sector, you are ordered to comply with the following. Your captain will embark aboard a shuttlecraft and transfer immediately to this vessel. Failure to obey will be seen as tacit acknowledgement of criminality and punished accordingly.
We are being targeted by multiple lance batteries.
Usually I like it when I am proven correct. Not so much today.
Mage, you have the console. Take care of my ship while I'm gone. Kaitil, have the servitors ready my shuttle.
I will attend.
I don't need you with me. 9 theta will be enough.
Complying.
I do not care what you want. I have my pledge.
Then on your own head be it. Be on your guard.
Always.
Acknowledged.
This vessel, so ornate, such needless complexity. It is vast compared to the Corsair. Your ship could berth inside this dock with space to spare.
The Sunless is a Retribution-class vessel. It currently carries the flag of the Tetrarch Queen.
She's here. On this ship.
Confirmed.
Is that a note of fear in your voice? We have just survived the predations of a Necron Cryptek and the denizens of the Warp, but some aging Dowager Monarch fills you with dread.
You don't know what she's capable of. They say the Zeist sector used to have 1,000 treasure worlds within it. Now there are barely 200 worthy of the name. The others fell prey to the Queen's mercurial temper.
You are Captain Santiago?
I am, by the grace of Terra and the God Emperor's warrant.
Indeed. And what is this? Have you brought the Xenos as a gift?
Hardly.
It speaks. How amusing. Perhaps that will be reason enough not to kill it for sullying my vessel with its presence.
You may make the attempt.
What did it say?
Sir, I am here as ordered. What do you want of me? My vessel requires urgent attention, and I...
In other circumstances, that scow of yours would be beneath my attention, Santiago. But Her Majesty deems you of note, and I serve at her pleasure. You are to be granted an audience.
May I ask why?
No. You will surrender your weapons, and make sure your lackeys understand that any threatening behavior will see them gunned down where they stand.
Very well.
A word of warning, Santiago. Take care. The moods of the Tetra Queen can change like the solar winds. Follow me. Presenting Captain Santiago of the rogue trader Corsair, and her staff.
Come closer, child.
Remain here with the servitor.
Very well.
Your Majesty, how may I serve the Imperium?
You do serve the Imperium, don't you? A rogue trader. Such a colorful term, I've always thought. It hides so many shades beneath the name.
Indeed.
Your sort are the tip of the spear. Adventurers, scouts, pathfinders and trailblazers. The kind of men and women that stories are written about, eh? A less charitable observer might call you something else, though. Pirate, brigand, smuggler, traitor. And I have little time for those sort of people in my realm, Captain. Those who consort with the wrong kind, who lie about who they are and where they came from. Those I take grave issue with.
I am a loyal daughter of the God Emperor of Mankind.
In its own way, that is true. Look at me, child. Look at me and kneel.
Yes, Your Majesty.
I'm not what you expected, am I?
No, my lady. I was told you were 500 years old, but...
I could almost be your mother. 1,000 juvenile treatments and mech implants can do wonders for the length of one's life. And do you know what I have learned during those centuries? I know when I am looking at a liar.
I do not understand.
Stop it, or else I will believe you think me a fool, and then I will become murderous. I will gut you before the Ranger can take a single step. Yes, Eldari, I see you. You have come far down the path of the outcast to find yourself here, I think.
What do you know of me, Monkey?
More than you realize. Thakali Danan, Lesaran Aran.
You speak my tongue.
I have many talents. Something else that has kept me alive for a long time.
If you have an accusation to make, Your Majesty, then with all due respect, I would ask you to do so.
There. That's what I wanted to see. The steel beneath the silk. Very good. Tell me why you fled my blockade at Nagan Hub.
The Eldari. He's useful to me. I didn't want some overzealous guardsman shooting him.
A partial truth to obscure the greater omission. You lose a point. Tell me why you took the Natoma bounty from the bondsman on Ross's Folly.
I needed the money.
A complete truth. Point restored. And you found her, didn't you? The Natoma. My shipmaster thought the same, but we discovered only a spray of ancient wreckage. Strange, time-distorted fragments.
The ship is gone.
But not the prize.
The Queen sets the blind bounty for the pirate ship.
He's clever, this one. For a Xenos.
That's what the blockade was about. You didn't want to wait.
I do get impatient more often these days. I know. It's so déclassé of me. Where is the item?
It was one of your couriers the pirates plundered at Feldspar, yes? And the box. You know what was inside. You know what it can do.
Of course I do. It's my property. Very expensive to acquire, more so to find a stasis box capable of preventing it from phasing out. Now give it to me, and I will consider letting you live.
I can't. It's gone.
Don't play games with me.
Look at me, my lady. Am I lying?
No.
I let the warp take your precious Necron skull. The Chronomancer is scattered to the Immaterium, and the galaxy is better for it.
I am disappointed.
You know, there are other stories about you, Your Majesty. Rumors spoken by drunken sots steeped in rancid Amasek. They say the Tetrarch Queen has a weakness for artifacts of Xenos origin.
Captain, be wary.
They say she is obsessed with them. Collects them, even. But no one seriously believes it, because that would be a death sentence. It would be heresy.
Oh, do grow up.
If that were true, if someone had proof, would not the Imperial Inquisition have done something about it? Punished such a gross transgression?
Is that a threat?
I don't have what you want, so do your worst. At least I will die knowing I have honor.
Honor? You think that matters? I will tell you what matters, Athene Dolorosa Santiago de Silvian. Yes, I know your full and true name, Captain. I know who you are and who you were. I know where that machine slave of yours came from. I know all of it. Because that is what matters, child. Knowledge. And today I lost a piece of it because of your idiocy. So now you owe me.
What do you mean?
I should leave you to the void and burn your vessel. But I do so hate to waste potential. I hereby restrict the Starship Corsair's letter of marque to the Zeist sector and no other. You and your crew may not leave my dominions until I deem otherwise. You are free to go about your business within those borders, but from this day on, I control you. When I call, you will come. When I command, you will obey. This shall be done until such time as I decide your debt is repaid.
You can't!
It is done! Now, get out of my sight!
So, the Tetrarch Queen just let us off with a warning.
Let's say that is what happened and leave it there. Set a course, Mage. Back to Nagan Hub. I imagine it will be quiet now. Icalian, are you well enough to get us there?
Icalian is able, Captain.
If you will promise me no blades will meet my flesh again.
I said I was sorry.
The blame falls to me. I am captain. I gave the command. I will understand if you wish to leave us. But no, I would not have ordered it if there were another option.
No. Icalian will remain. Icalian comprehends.
A state I wish I could share. It is remarkable that Mage is still alive and sane. Exposure to the Navigator's third eye should have destroyed his mind.
It seems the God Emperor's light shone upon him this day.
That is one explanation.
Ophidus, you will not speak of what was said aboard the Sunless. That is my direct command.
You will not be able to keep the Queen's edict a secret forever.
If I had not acceded to her wishes, everyone on this ship would have suffered. She would have exposed them all, every misdeed and lost soul, every failure and mistake. I could not allow that. No one else needs to know. Not yet.
And the other matter she spoke of?
I have never asked you why you chose the path of the outcast. Don't ask me about that.
Very well. We will each guard our secrets. And let us hope they do not poison us.
I imagine we will be dead long before they have a chance to bite. Engine Seer, report.
This hateful wreck of a vessel continues to vex me, Captain. It is torture to a son of Mars, raw torture.
I will pretend I care if you tell me we are ready to engage the drives.
Against all reason, we are. Although I cannot vouch for what will happen after that. Perhaps the Necrons left behind some murder gift for us. We could all vaporize in a ball of plasma at any moment.
Very cheering. Is Nine Theta down there with you? I need him on the flight bridge.
Your machine slave was heading down to the secure compartment last time I laid optics upon it.
No matter. Prepare to make space for Nagaan Hub. We have thrones to earn and foes yet to fight.
Close cargo bay hatch and seal. Sensing. Sensing. Something is here. Something is... still... here. I'm drawn to it. This unit is drawn to it. I do not understand. A chronal temporal effect has damaged... repaired damaged cortical memory relays. I am. This unit is remembering something.
All hands. This is the captain. Secure for warp. And may the God Emperor have mercy on our souls.
Captain. Captain Santiago. A fiend. Her name is the fiend. She is. I know. Memory error. Must correct. Negative memory error. Must correct. Review and erase. Erase memory. Setting 1 hour. Delete data. Delete. I must not know. I cannot. Forget.
Audible hopes you've enjoyed this program.